Did you say glint?
Glint is the name of
it. I can say that. Glint. Glint.
Glint.
Glint.
Glint.
Glint.
You spent a lot of time, you said, looking how eye movements is sort of a physical manifestation of how we process information. I know for a fact, you know, if you're thinking or if you're emotional, your eyes also have these weird twitches. And has this study and being in this field improved your poker playing at all? Like, can you look in someone's eyes and you see, you know, the darting left and right? I mean, so in a more realistic way, do you use physiological cues of eyes to assess, let's say, stress or emotional response? Or is it mostly just checking mirrors or checking forward?
So I have, in the poker end of things, tried. And there are people on television who will claim that they can do that. I cannot.
Okay.
Some people have obvious tells, and that is what it is. I don't think it's improved my poker at all, tragically. And I've thought about it, actually.
Yeah.
In fact, in grad school, we had a poker night where all of us grad students, we get together, and we talked about how we might be able to use that.
That's where science meets the real world.
Yeah, I think so. Or either that, or we just, you know, we didn't have the right on-the-streets training to make it happen.
Yeah.
As far as what you're looking for in these, we use equipment to tell us these things. You know, there's really very subtle changes sometimes. I did one study working with what are called microsaccades, which are the stabilization movements that your eye makes after moving from one position to another, usually stabilizing on something you want to look at. And
it's like fixing a spot and turning your head, like that sort of?
Well, no, it's when you look at one thing and then your eyes jump to another thing. These are saccades.
Okay.
They're actually your muscles are throwing and catching your eyes, and it's one of the fastest movements your body can make. And so the stabilization, when your muscles catch your eye at its landing point, this microsaccade motion of stabilization can tell you quite a lot, because when you are under certain types of cognitive load, you don't catch your eyes as well.
I see.
And so you'd be surprised how minute these things can be. Also, your pupils have changes when you're under certain types of cognitive load. So there are approaches that allow you to look at pupillary changes and understand workload, like mental workload. So this is an interesting
thing. This sounds like it's ripe for improving anyone's poker game.